by the way, one thing, Mayor, before we do. Apparently, there is some confusion about what's allowed or not allowed under the stormwater manual, and I just want to make put one on the record that I hope is avoids any further confusion. This morning, I walked to Sandy Boulevard, stopped at Cesar Chavez, waited for the number 12 bus, and as you know, there's a gigantic bioswale right there, part of the Sandy Boulevard reconstruction. It's a beautiful bioswale. It's like a forest and a jungle in one, and very lush. Unfortunately, there was a large discarded sofa in the middle of it. And in case it's not clear in our code, we do not allow people to dispose of surplus property or junk in our bioswales along Sandy Boulevard. And it is really outrageous that someone thought that was appropriate.
Good point. Thank you. All right, 809.
809, authorize a contract with TRC Pipeline Services, LLC, not to exceed $400,000 for condition survey and assessment services of the Bull Run supply conduits.
Okay, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I think this is our last one. We have a lot of old pipes. It turns out we have some old conduits. The conduits are the most important part of our system for obvious reasons in terms of the front end. Dave Peters is here to walk us through this ordinance. Dave, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. I'm David Peters, with the Principal Engineer with the Water Bureau, and I'm here to ask for authorization of a contract with TRC Pipeline Services. And this is part of the Water Bureau undertaking a comprehensive multi-year condition assessment of our large diameter conduits that bring water from the Bull Run watershed into town. The elements of the comprehensive assessment are outlined in the conduits rehabilitation plan, and includes review. This plan includes this review of our cathodic protection system. It also includes a internal visual inspection of those pipes. It'll include remote collection of some condition data and the analysis of all that collected data to give us an understanding of what condition those large conduits are in. So this contract, the cathodic protection system assessment, is the first element of that comprehensive evaluation. This $400,000 contract for professional services with TRC Pipeline Services will evaluate how well the existing cathodic protection system has been protecting those conduits against corrosion. The cathodic protection system consists of approximately 60 rectifiers that were installed in the 80s and are nearing the end of their useful life. This contract will specifically report on the condition of those systems and the improvements needed to continue to protect our conduits from corrosion in the future. A side benefit is that we'll also be able to identify areas of our conduits that are at high risk for active corrosion. And we'll use those outcomes then in our to provide input and guidance on where we'll do our internal visual inspections on those pipes. And we plan on doing those later this fiscal year. So that's a brief overview of this contract, and I'd like to open it up for questions.
Questions today?
Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on.
Not sure if it's good morning or good afternoon yet, Commissioners, but there's been, as you've no doubt seen in the media, there's been some great concern over what many people would say are failures of Portland Public Schools to address water with lead contamination. And in those articles and discussions, there's talk about different factors that a water utility can take that sometimes lead to increased lead leaching from old products. I understand that's probably completely different from the cathodic system, which is solely electric. But has there been any public pressure, public forum to talk about the pros and cons about anything that the Water Bureau can do that would, until we know that there's been a big push in the school system, maybe have our water situated in a way that is a little bit less disturbing to latent lead?
Good question. I think that's a matter of pH mostly, right?
Yeah, we're fully in compliance as a city with the lead and copper rule. And there is, with the exception of occasional traces of very small amounts of lead in our water. Our water is blessedly lead-free, source water and our distribution system. The question that you're raising has to do with corrosion control and to what extent can we help mitigate the impact of corrosion that occurs in certain plumbing in certain buildings. And we are in conversations currently with the Oregon Health Authority and the Environmental Protection Agency about what they refer to as maximizing corrosion control. And we'll be coming back to council probably in the early fall with some further discussion on that. The one thing I will tell you is that a couple of years ago, the council, a year and a half ago, the council authorized a study called a corrosion control study, which, among other things, allows us to test the impact of taking the reservoirs offline. Because it's a very complicated system, and you do one thing here, it has unanticipated and anticipated effects here, we have to be very careful about any change to the water chemistry and any introduction of new chemicals. This being Portland, even the conversation about new chemicals has to be handled in a transparent, respectful way. So those conversations are ongoing. The water that you get from the Water Bureau is safe and clean and reliable. Problem occurs particularly in some high-risk buildings that have copper plumbing and lead solder. And I think in the fall we'll have more to say about some options the city may have. But to your point, our water is safe, and the kinds of routine things we do in maintaining the distribution system ensures it continues to be safe. So thank you, Charles.
Yeah, I'm Cedric Wilkins. I think we should – I've changed my mind. I think we should take the reservoirs offline. And I was personally affected by the May 2014 event. I had urinary pains. I thought maybe I was getting prostate cancer 2 days before it happened. And on Friday it hit. I think this was around Mother's Day 2014. We sold out of bottled water at Target, and actually Portland got on national radio because – George Nuri was a UFO guy, went to McMinnville and passed through the Portland airport, and he said, I just was in Portland. So we got on national news. I was affected by it. I haven't had urinary pains before or since. I even make coffee, and it went right through that. And something happened then that we need to address, and I think that the having an exposed water system like the reservoirs is not correct.
Thank you.
Good news for you. You're no longer drinking water from an exposed reservoir. They are all discontinued.
That's a good idea. And I remember 4 years ago, Scott Fernandez had made these rational arguments during the mayor's race how we should keep them open. They get ultraviolet light. But I've changed my mind.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, this passes the second reading. And then let's take item 810.
810, declare surplus property at 4 Water Bureau locations and request authorization to dispose of the property.
Roll call, please.
Elsman.
Aye.
Novit.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
A number of people to thank, Mayor, on this. Obviously, the Bureau, these are Category 1 properties, so they are the ones that are get the least amount of public review and scrutiny and lease process because they're bits and pieces and they're, in many cases, accidental pieces of property. But I do want to acknowledge one thing. We have a completely different surplus property policy as a city right now. And it started with a dispute in Southwest Portland about the disposition of a piece of property that had a water tank on it. It led to the Water Bureau, under then David Schaff's leadership, developing a comprehensive set of new guidelines that brought more public process, more sunshine to the disposition of surplus property, which then beget a citywide review led by Betsy Ames that led to a new policy that covers all bureaus for surplus property. And here we are at the end of a long and winding road with, the second or third set of properties that the Water Bureau has offered up. So a lot of work went into this, and it started with citizens raising their voice and asking us to do things differently. So I appreciate our friends in Southwest Portland who made this a cause, and our process at the city is better because of it. Aye.
Hales.
Good work. Aye. And we're recessed till 2 o'clock. We talk parking.